Today's episode of the Locked On Reds podcast is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. That's RockAuto.com, and when you check out, tell them Locked On sent you.
You are Locked On Reds, your daily Cincinnati Reds podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Reds fans? Welcome in to the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Jeff Carr, and today we're going to be talking about the resurgence and bounce back great 2021 season ahead for Nicholas Castellanos. I also want to talk about the continued improvement for Tyler Mahle, and we got some other thoughts as we are ahead of opening day. We are busy this week. Tomorrow on the podcast, Jake Mastriani from the Locked On Brewers podcast joins me for a Division Day crossover. It's our last Division Day. If you missed any of the other ones, I talked with all of the other Locked On NL Central hosts. This will be our last one before opening day. Then on opening day, we're going to have some fun. So you're not going to miss any of that. The best way to not miss any of it is to subscribe on whatever platform you're currently listening to. Also, follow me on Twitter at Jeff Carr with three F's and follow the show at Locked On Reds. And save the Locked On Reds line number into your phone at 513-549-0159. And before we jump into our player previews today, We've been looking at the main contributors to the Reds here recently over the last couple of episodes. We're going to continue, at least for the first few days of the season, to also look at guys who are going to drive the success of the 2021 Reds. But first, we've got a problem, because Major League Baseball is essentially telling the casual fan to not care about their team. Now, that's really only reserved for the small market teams, or at least the teams who are covered by the Fox Sports regional channels. If you haven't heard, March 31st, Fox Sports Ohio and all of the Fox Sports regional channels will be changed to Bally Sports Ohio and Bally Sports regional channels. Now, the name means nothing to me. All I care about is how I'm getting my team. Currently, if you have a terrestrial cable network like me with Cincinnati Bell, I think you're okay, because I still have the Fox Sports Ohio channel. I'm just guessing they'll go through a rebrand and change the name of the channel on March 31st. But if you are one of the many people who have cut the cord and rely on the streaming cable services, whether they be Hulu, YouTube, Fubo, whatever, we're not being sponsored by any of them, so I'm not highlighting any specific one. But if you're a person that does that, the only streaming service you can get Bally Sports Ohio is through AT&T TV. That's it. That's the list. One channel or one streaming service carries it. And in order to do that, you have to get one of their upgraded packages at $85 a month. So your other options are to either go for terrestrial cable or try MLB TV. Oh, wait! MLB TV has the most asinine blackout map you've ever seen. If you've never looked at it, it's ridiculous. It stretches from like West Virginia to like most of Indiana, probably parts of Illinois, some parts of Michigan, I think. They might go all the way down to the Bahamas. I don't know. It's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. So forget about MLB TV unless you live on like the West Coast and you're a Reds fan. So your options are limited. And unless you're like me, unless you are crazy and you eat, sleep, breathe, drink, whatever, Reds every single day, if you're a casual fan and you're looking at your options of, well, we could check out what's on Netflix, we could look at what's on the DVR or something like that, or we could watch the Reds game. But then whenever you think, hey, let's watch the Reds game, and we got to figure out 9 million things just to get to that channel, just to figure out if we can even watch that game, is that even going to be an option for you anymore? Be honest with me. Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball, and the company that now owns the Fox Sports regional channels that's rebranding it to Bally Sports regional channels, Sinclair, are basically telling the casual fans, they're daring you to care about your team. And it's absolutely ridiculous, especially with the climate that they're about to enter in, with the whole CBA negotiations between the players union and the owners at the end of this season that is going to be a train wreck. I mean, there's nothing, there's really no two ways about it. There's a better chance of the Reds winning the World Series, the Bengals winning the Super Bowl, the Bearcats winning the national championship in both football and basketball, and me winning some kind of local golf tournament all in the same year than Major League Baseball's owners and players union coming together for an amicable negotiation. Mark it down. So, what are you telling your fans in 2021? Yeah, we dare you to care about your team. Congratulations, Rob Manfred. You just continue to amaze me. And it just seems so simple because the other sports have a grasp on this. They have an easy way to watch your teams, whether it be different apps, different streaming services. There's so many ways you can watch NFL football. There's so many ways you can watch NBA basketball, but Major League Baseball doesn't get this. Major League Baseball likes to put up barriers and gates and make it difficult for fans to watch their teams on television. And for the fans that have to go through this, this absolutely sucks because we want to watch our teams and we want our casual fan, we want our bandwagon fans to join in with us because it's those people that build up the crowds, that build up the conversation. And when things are awesome, those are the guys that help fill the stadiums. Those are the guys and gals that help get the roar going at Great American Ballpark. But if you're daring them to participate and if you're daring them to care about their team, then we're really going to see the small market team suffer. And I hate the term small market, but that's basically what this whole television thing is about. Because do you think Yankees fans have a problem looking for their team on television? Hell no! Do you think the Dodgers, the defending world champions, have a problem finding their team on television? Hell no! Probably not even the Padres have a problem with this. Or you're looking at some other big market teams. But the Reds and teams like the Reds are in a world of hurt because they have limited fans' access to their television games, and that is absolutely a crime. All right. That's the problem. I just want you to be aware. Get ready if you need to look for how to watch the Reds games this season. Do it now. Because all of this is going down the day before the season. That may be a huge reason as to why there were only a couple of televised spring training games, because they knew that everything was about to change. And everything is literally going to change at the zero hour. You might be spending part of your opening day trying to find opening day on TV. Just get ready for it. All right. I know that's really exciting and really gets you going, but let's talk about some fun stuff. Let's talk about the Reds. Let's talk about Nicholas Castellanos and how he really got unlucky last season and why he's going to be amazing this season. But before I talk about that, I did want to let you know that if you're looking for a way to make some money off of your sports knowledge, I got the best place for you. It's betonline.ag and a promo code for you so that you can make a little bit more. Locked On. They'll give you 50% more added on top of your initial deposit just for typing in that promo code. Head on over to betonline.ag today. They've got some great prop bets when it comes to player props for the season. And as we're about to talk about Nicholas Castellanos, let's look at some of those. Right now, betonline.ag has his over-under of batting average set at 267. For those of you that look at his 2020 shortened season that is very hard for anybody to figure anything out about and think you know anything about Nicholas Castellanos, look at these odds and numbers that they're putting up. This is Vegas. This isn't some Cincinnati-based thing. They have his batting average over-under 267, his homer over-under at 29.5, and his RBI total over-under at 86.5. If you want to get in on the action, head on over to betonline.ag today and put a couple of bucks down. Create your account and type in the promo code Locked On. You'll get 50% more added on top of your initial deposit. That's betonline.ag and the promo code Locked On. After you're done listening to the Locked On Reds podcast today, I urge you, go check out the Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski brings you all of the big news stories from around the sports world and brings them to you each and every day on his podcast, the Locked On Today podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I am fired up about the 2021 season for our man Nicholas Castellanos. This dude had one of the weirdest years last year. And look, 2020 being a 60-game season is really hard for us to know anything about any one player, especially for a guy who had just come to the team. He's mentioned it a couple of times in off-season interviews and spring training interviews and things like that, is that he's looking forward to getting to know Cincinnati. Just because he's played for the Reds for a year doesn't mean he really know a whole lot about the team about the city, because it was the weirdest of years. There were no fans in the stands. There was no opening day festivities or anything like that. There was nothing about a normal baseball season last year. Now he's going to get to feel a little bit more normal, get to experience all that stuff. But on top of that, when you look at his numbers from last year, they don't tell the whole story. You're going to look and you're going to see, oh boy, well, last year he only hit 225. He got on base less than 30% of the time. We're not really sure that that's super good. And in a full season, you'd be right. But in 60 games, that's literally 2 months worth of ball. There's so much more left to uncover when it comes to Nicholas Castellanos, because in 2020, he hit the ball crazy hard. In fact, he was in the top 5% of the league when it came to barrels. I've talked about that before. Barrels are when a hitter squares up a pitch and gets the most solid contact he possibly can on the bat. 16% of his batted balls were barrels. And when you look at his expected slugging percentage, top 8% of the league, it was saying that he got a little bit hosed last year, because last year his slugging percentage was .486. His expected slugging percentage was .539. He was killing the ball. He just had a career low batting average of balls in play. And I know you're tired of hearing that statistic, but it helps paint the picture as to what was an unlucky year for Nicholas Castellanos. He's going to bounce back in a big way, and there's nothing more telling than the fact that Vegas has set his numbers accordingly. Because if you look at 2020, you say, boy, he hit 225, Jeff. I don't know. That seems a little rough. Vegas has his over-under set at 267. And it's not as if the over or the under are heavily skewed in one direction. So they don't think that it's going to be an easy decision. They think he's probably going to hit around 267. And they probably think that he's going to hit around 29 home runs, 29, 30 home runs, something like that. Would you take that from Nicholas Castellanos? I would. That sounds phenomenal. Around 30 home runs, 86, 87 RBIs. That's going to be a pretty solid year. And kind of like what Schreeder Papu said yesterday on the podcast, he thinks that the best bat on the Reds team is going to be Castellanos. And there's a reason for that, because he was absolutely knocking the cover off the ball. Last year, the only other regular Reds hitter to have a higher average exit velocity than Castellanos was Jesse Winker, the best hitter on the team last year. So, yeah, Nicholas Castellanos is ready to go. He's looked good in spring. As of recently, he's been on a tear. So I think he is loose. He's ready. He's going to blow up this season for the Reds. Plus, he's got a little bit of an added incentive if he is looking internally and he wants to get another contract, maybe get a bigger contract. He does have an opt-out at the end of this season. So if he plays out of his shoes, if he just goes nuts, he could get himself an even bigger deal next year. So it's going to be a little bit of an added incentive to just absolutely crush in 2021. And I think he's going to approach the kind of numbers that would get him an even bigger contract next season. Because I think Schreeder Papu's onto something. I think he's going to be the best hitter. I don't know. I keep going back and forth as to who I think is going to be the best hitter in this lineup. But Castellanos is definitely one of the guys that I'm going back and forth on. And I can't wait to see what he's going to bring to the table for the Reds this year, because it's going to be an amazing season for Nicholas Castellanos. All right, coming up, I've got some thoughts on another guy who's going to have a good year, and that is Tyler Mahle. But before we talk about Tyler Mahle, I wanted to let you know that there is no better way to get the next part for your car than rockauto.com. Because with the ever-increasing numbers of models and makes and different companies making cars, it's pretty much impossible to stock all the parts that you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning like, you know, is your car an EX or an LX? And wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry. You have the computer and access, whether it be your phone or your computer, with rockauto.com right next to you. And whenever you order your part, they will deliver it right to your door, so you don't have to get out. Check out rockauto.com, and when you're checking out, in the How'd You Hear About Us section, type in Locked On to let them know that your pal Jeff from the Locked On Reds podcast sent you. That's rockauto.com, and in the How'd You Hear About Us section, type in Locked On. We have been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on every single one. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup, we are into the final four as we have Cookie Dough Chunk going up against Cookies and Cream. Can't go wrong with either one of these, to be honest with you. I'm taking Cookies and Cream, though, to move on to the final, who will face the winner of Mint Brownie and my personal favorite, Coconut Brownie Chunk. Check it out today. Go to BuiltBar.com or check it out at @bar_built on Twitter. Remember to use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. The Locked On MLB Division Preview Series continues on Locked On MLB Today, and today is Locked On NL Central Day. On the Locked On MLB podcast, you can find the Locked On MLB podcast feed anywhere you get your podcasts, including the radio.com app. So give it a subscribe. Check it out. They've got every single division on there, and it's been a great series. So check it out. Locked On MLB, wherever you get your podcasts. Over the last couple of seasons, we've just seen the growth of Tyler Mahle. He came up a couple of years ago kind of as the guy we were all hoping could save the pitching staff. And now he is a solid middle-of-the-rotation type pitcher who's got the ability to break out and go even further. Last year, in a shortened season, Mahle pitched 47 and two-thirds innings on 9 starts and 10 total games. He did have one relief appearance. He had a 3.59 ERA. His FIP was a little bit higher than that, showed he was getting tiny bit lucky, but not a ton. 3.88, and it was the best fielding independent pitching of his career, his FIP of 3.88. When you look a little bit deeper and you kind of dig into his Baseball Savant page, dude embodies Spincinnati, #Spincinnati. He just had crazy spin numbers on all of his pitches, especially his nasty slider. Had a 41.5% whiff rate. People just didn't know what to do with that thing. Opponents had a 180 batting average against it, which was actually right in line with the expected batting average for that, and they only slugged 361 against it. He did allow 3 home runs off of his slider, but it was an amazing pitch for him, and his fastball was just absolutely phenomenal. He definitely featured those two pitches last year, but he also had a split finger pitch that was pretty good as well. 174 batting average against that with whiff percentage right around 22%. I think that was more of his induced ground ball, weak contact kind of pitch. And it's good for him to have that sort of thing because he can mainline his fastball and his slider. And then whenever he really needs to get done with an at bat, he can throw the split finger. And with Derek Johnson's motto of be great at what you're good at, he can take those and transform himself into an even better pitcher this year. The biggest question mark about Mahle has been the fact that he's going to be the team's number 3 starter. I firmly believe that he can step into that role very quickly. Now, of course, at the beginning of the season, with Sonny Gray on the shelf, he's going to be the team's number two starter. That's not really where I expect him to finish up this year, just because Luis Castillo and Sonny Gray are the unquestioned 1-2 of this rotation. But Tyler Mahle has the ability to at least give us confidence in his future years here as a top end of the rotation type pitcher. A lot of people also wonder, with him stepping into that third spot, and try to compare him to Trevor Bauer. Now, individually, he's not going to be that good. Tyler Mahle's not going to win the Cy Young this year, although I would love to eat crow on that statement, because that would be amazing if Tyler Mahle did win the Cy Young this year, but I don't think he will. I don't think he's going to have an ERA under 2 for an entire season, but I definitely believe he will pitch well enough to give the Reds the shot to win at least 55% of his starts, hopefully more. Hopefully he can be even better than that. But coupled with better run scoring from the lineup and the fact that he is already a pretty decent pitcher, he's not starting from a low floor. We're not talking about Tyler Mahle coming up from nothing, start from the bottom, now we're here type thing. He's already got a pretty nice baseline that he's set for his career. In fact, last season, even with the shortened year and all, he still compiled a 1.1 WAR, which is pretty solid for a year in which not a lot of guys got very high wins above replacement ratios. And that's per Baseball Reference, but if you go to the 2020 Cincinnati Reds Baseball Reference page, Tyler Mahle actually finished fourth on the team in WAR. He was right below Luis Castillo. In fact, he was kind of tied with Luis Castillo at 1.1 WAR and right above TJ Antone and Shogo Akiyama. And the top two guys were, of course, Trevor Bauer and Jesse Winker. But overall, a pretty darn good year for the shortened 2020 season that I think will launch him into even further success here in 2021. And there's plenty of prognosticators that look at Tyler Mahle and buy what he was selling last year. They're talking about different K per nines of 9, maybe even 10 K per nine for 2021. That's a great place to start for a great season. Looking forward to great things from Tyler Mahle. And I am looking so forward to opening day. It is only 2 days away. Ah. That just gets me so excited. All right, tomorrow's podcast, we got Division Day. Jake Mastriani from the Locked On Brewers podcast will join me. We'll talk Reds Brewers on the Division Day podcast. And then on opening day, we got some fun coming up for you. Also got a couple more player previews coming at you in the coming days. You're not going to want to miss any of that. The best way to not miss it is to subscribe on whatever platform you're currently listening to. Also, follow me on Twitter at Jeff Carr with 3 Fs and follow the show at Locked On Reds. And save the Locked On Reds line number into your phone for reactions, questions, comments, whatever you've got. Give me your opening day reactions on Thursday. We'll talk about them on Friday. 513-549-0159. Also, wanted to let you know that tomorrow at lunchtime at noon, I will be joining Lucas Smith on the Locker Room app. We're just going to have a chat. We're going to have a lunch and learn for baseball, for opening day and the Reds and Cardinals. Come join us on the Locker Room app tomorrow at noon Eastern as we talk about Reds Cardinals. But that's going to do it for us here today. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast. I'll talk to each and every one of you tomorrow.